This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour on the DEJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, here to celebrate the day, celebrate all that needs to be celebrated. It's sort of sporting the good, the bad, and the ugly these days. I thought that we ought to spend a little bit of time, because Victoria loves it when I go off on Amazon, but they're everywhere. It's kind of like the older folks in the audience remember the Chicken Man series where the announcer said, he's everywhere. And these damn vans are all over the place. There are semis on the highway. You see them everywhere. You see the bigger trucks that are moving from one depot to another, the material that's there. Then you see these vans that are all over the neighborhoods, all around the country, all around the world, in fact, delivering the stuff that people buy. So there's becoming, I'm not the first one to glom onto this, but there's a thing about Amazon. I think people sometimes, although I'm not going to beat my chest, they're just so smart, but there's beginning to be a backlash at Amazon, although I've had the conversation on both sides, and I think I've relayed those conversations to you about what people think. Amazon's great, it's handy, it's cheaper, it's this, it's that, it's whatever it is. But apparently folks in Washington are getting their fill, and Wall Street has gotten their fill. The stock for Amazon has been quite volatile in the last couple of months, up and down and sideways. When you compare it to Alphabet and Microsoft and Apple, their stock has not performed anywhere near as well as the other. Do we consider Amazon to be a tech company? I don't know whether I...
That's a good question. That's a good question because it's part of the reason why it's kind of struggling with its own identity right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't, right. You know, it doesn't...
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Like, a lot of their e-commerce sales are up. They hit an all-time high in 2021, as we know, and we expected that, right? During the pandemic, everybody was ordering stuff from Amazon. But now that the world is kind of opening up, it's finding itself with a bit of an identity crisis. So it'll be interesting to see where the company is in, you know, 6 months, a year from now. I mean, they're closing on deals to make more movies. I mean, they're everywhere. They've got movie theaters.
Stores,
they've taken over bookstores.
That hasn't worked. Some of the things they've tried to do, but they have enough money, so it doesn't make much difference. They can try all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if they went into the car business. I wouldn't be surprised
if
they went into
the... Well, they invested, Jeff Bezos invested early on in Rivian, so the electric trucks. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, when you look at the numbers, the billions of dollars, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that are here, you know, this is almost like a small country. It has that much influence, trillions of dollars. The split, there was a comparative in the Wall Street Journal. When I travel, it always is dangerous because I grab newspapers and magazines and read them. I don't do that much looking at this stuff online. I tend to be old-fashioned in that I like to have it in my hand.
You like that dirty fingerprint
look?
Yeah,
dirty ink. Yeah, I like that, yeah. I like that look. I had on a pair of khakis, and the ink got on my khaki pants.
And you wonder, and then the last time I said, I don't want ink all over my clothes, you're like, oh, that doesn't happen. Okay. Tell that to your khakis.
Okay. Well, anyway. So the... amount of money that we're talking about here that is, just think about it. We take Amazon as one fourth of this group, quadruple set. Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Amazon. How much of the world economy? Now, it's great that they're all American companies, They're international in scope, but they all were founded here. And in a way, you know, you can, I take my shots at all of them from time to time, but the fact that they could exist, that they could start here in the minds of a couple of people and then grow as they have in just, you know, what, 30 years? How long has Apple, Microsoft, 40 years? How long has it been around when you get down to brass tacks? When did, in the 70s, right? When did Bill Gates get out of school, or when did those the twins get screwed by Zuckerberg?
Oh, that was Winklevoss. Later. Yeah, the Winklevoss twins. That was like mid to late 90s, right?
We had big Apple computers when I was like in first or second grade, and the smart kids got to go play on them. Yeah. But they were gigantic. So I don't. I mean, that had to be in the early to mid 80s, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I look at this.
Well, remember, because Apple was what it was all about, and then it went to then it was all about Microsoft, and then Apple made its resurgence again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember at that time, Amazon was just getting started, and it lost hundreds of millions of dollars every year, and people said, why would anyone put any money in that?
Yeah.
I think I went through a couple of weeks ago, if you put a dollar in to these companies, what it would be worth today, right?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of my best friends are three sisters that I went to high school with, the middle sister and then the whole they're my sisters. And all three of their weddings were paid for with their mother's Apple stock.
Stock.
Right. Nice. Yeah. They had it from early on and just kept it. And, whew, man.
I told you the person who had the most invested in Apple was Rush Limbaugh. He put money in from the very beginning. And never mind how much money he made as a radio person, but he made, oof. A boatload being in that. Now, I saw something that I thought about you, General, because when I'm in California, I am a Costco member, and there's a Costco station in the corner of Washington and Lincoln in Venice. And I would go there to fill up because the price of gas there is a good 20, sometimes 25 cents cheaper than you can get it out on the street. And now, looking at the problems that we're having with a gas line, looking at the number of people, and I'm saying this lovingly, but for those of you who go to Costco or you go to the Kroger stores in certain part of the country, Sam's Club, BJ's, Albertsons, they all are selling gas, and they all make a lot of money selling gas. But the number of people and the lines and the amount of time that people are sitting in these lines and the amount of gas that they burn in the lines, it's kind of like...
Some people feel like they have no choice. It's significantly different. I was talking to a couple of my friends and my coworkers this week who were saying that they've waited in line for 30 minutes to get gas.
Yeah,
and
right.
And they're like, well, I don't know. Is it going to make sense? You know,
what is the difference in the price? Like, what is the actual price difference?
Oh, well, let me give you two numbers. Last week, the average price of a gallon of gasoline went up 57 cents. 1 week. The average price went up 5.7%.
If you're out in California, like where Jen, at Costco,
well, it was 30.
How much are you saving per gallon?
30 cents, 30, 35
okay.
cents a gallon.
I mean, that's significant. Okay.
Yeah. BJ's, is sometimes cheaper. BJ's isn't everywhere though. I don't think. They're headquartered down the street here from me, and they're all over the place around this neck of the woods, but I'm not sure that they're all around the country.
There was one
that.
Near me here in New Jersey, and then it became a Costco. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the only one I ever knew of.
Sam's Club is Walmart, basically. And looking at the bottom line, how much does it contribute to their profits? Interestingly, because Costco says that 11% of their profit comes from selling gasoline. I found that amazing. 10% at Kroger. Let's see here. 9% at Walmart and 6% at Albertsons. I don't even know Albertsons. Albertsons now has become the largest food chain, grocery store chain. They own pretty much every iconic brand on the West Coast, Jennifer. Anyway, Ralph's, Vaughn's.
Well, Kroger is Ralph's.
Kroger is Ralph's. That's right, too.
Yeah.
Well, Kroger
but Albertsons and Vaughn's and Safeway and all of those stores are all together.
Yeah. And Kroger is headquartered in Cincinnati. The family that runs Kroger's, the Circle K, also own Chiquita Banana. What's it called?
Chiquita Banana.
Chiquita, that's it. Chiquita Banana. I remember when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati back in the 80s, I ran across a story. The name of the family that controlled it, I want to say it was Lerner or Langer or something like that. I can't remember the name, but I remember seeing the guy. He and Pete Rose were great friends. They used to drive their Rolls Royces around together. And Lindner, that's what his name was, Lindner. While I was there, the family was accused of, the bananas are grown in what they call banana republics. And that's why they call them banana republics, because most of the economy is built around growing bananas. And Chiquita Banana and Dole control the supply. Chiquita in one country, Dole in another country. So they were going to unionize some of the workers in, I think it was Costa Rica. I don't remember. This is how many years ago? Almost 40 years ago. 30 years, 30-some-odd years ago. Anyway, so Lindner apparently sent some hitmen down to kill the three or four guys that were trying to unionize. And when I started talking about that on the air, I was told that if I didn't keep quiet, I'd lose my job because they were that powerful in Cincinnati. But that's the kind of, that's the ilk. When you have these huge companies, they get bigger and bigger. And if they're controlled by a single family or, a small group, it's like the Russians. If you don't like what the Russians are doing and you say something, they shoot you. And that's, we think that it's all always relegated to the Russians or Chinese or whatever it is. But there are a lot of people who have made huge fortunes, and they have, muscled their way into power or kept their power by being, shall we say, difficult. How's that? Is that a good way of putting it? And, down there, they're happy to have the money, and they buy off all the leaders. So they can do what they want. So, anyway, I thought about that when I saw the Kroger thing, because they control Kroger, that family, as well. All right, 18 after the hour. You're listening to the wonderful, bright, exciting sounds of the DJV program.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans,
so I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting right now, you can find out by listening to the DJV program what is going on social media with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and the trending things that Jay is following, including a sighting of Adele. Well, maybe more than one or two or three or four. She's everywhere. Well, she isn't in Las Vegas, though, right? Did that thing ever get straightened out?
Whatever. Not yet.
No, not yet. But she did say that it should be coming at some point this year.
Really?
So we shall see.
So they are going to do it, it would seem. Okay. So what's Adele up to when it comes to television? She's going to be in Las Vegas. So what else is she doing?
There's another concert special coming. So it's going to be kind of like the CBS special with Oprah that she did. This is called An Audience with Adele. It was previously aired back in November in the United Kingdom. So we're finally going to get it stateside.
Oh, okay.
And
so
it's happening on Sunday.
Done.
Yes. So it's happening on Sunday, or it will air on Sunday, and then you can pick it up and stream it on Peacock the following day in case you miss it or forget to DVR it or whatever. And she does kind of like a question and answers round. There's some other celebrities in the audience that she actually will answer questions from. Emma Thompson, Emma Watson, Dua Lipa, Idris Elba. Those are some of the celebrities that were there in attendance. And this will be kind of fun. It'll be cool. Adele's just awesome.
Well, she is. That's true. Is anybody getting as to sort of follow in step with that story, the number of shows, the regular shows that are on, that every time you turn around, they get replaced by some special? I'm a big fan of The Blacklist. They moved it around from Thursday to Friday. I don't know how you keep an audience, a loyal audience, to a show if you keep changing the time. And it doesn't make sense because Blacklist has been on for 10 years, been very successful. It's kind of like one of the Law and Order franchises, but they keep moving stuff around, so when you go to watch it, there's something else. Like, I wanted to watch a rehash of the Olympics like I wanted a wart on my butt, and yet that was what was on last Friday night at the time when Blacklist was supposed to be on. And
I think it's definitely different with DVR access now. Back before, you could actually record everything, and you had to, you know, throw the VHS tape into the recorder to get anything that you wanted to not miss. If a sitcom or a show was moved to a different night, that could sometimes be the kiss of death.
But does everybody know that?
With the DVR.
Everyone uses DVR. Everyone. Yeah. Except everyone. You and my parents.
Yeah. Half the time, people don't even know what night a show is actually on.
I couldn't even tell you. Yeah. I just have everything saved in on my DVR. You have DVR. You just need to.
I know.
It's really easy, actually. Not too hard.
Thanks very much. Okay. Pete Davidson is going into space.
Next week.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Pete Davidson. Where is he going?
To space. Blue Origin's fourth flight happening next week out of Texas. And, yeah, this is.
Did anyone else think it's weird that he's going up with a husband and wife duo? Like, that just feels dangerous. I don't know. I just.
What do you mean? You think he's going to take a shot at the wife?
No, because I'm just saying, if you crash, then the couple. I hope they don't have kids. Like then, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, most parents I know would not do anything together.
Yeah,
like
the president and the vice president.
Right. I thought that was odd.
Huh. Well, is this not the penis mobile, though? Is it?
It is.
Or is it? Oh, it is. Okay.
He's bringing his BDE to the penis.
Just tell me he wears the sweatpants, though.
What is he doing? What's that?
We'll tell you off the air.
One of those things, huh? All right, anyway. Score one for the ladies. It's 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Klitschko is a Ukrainian and two-time boxing world champion. He was walking on the streets of Ukraine Monday and recorded a video of Russia's war crimes. Attacks on civilians are legitimate targets for Russian soldiers.
That's what Russians' war against the civilians look like. Destroyed buildings, destroyed infrastructure. City bus just got hit by the rocket. Lives are getting lost.
President Biden continues to block desperately needed fighter jets for Ukrainian pilots. President Zelensky will address both houses of Congress Wednesday. A dissident legal scholar who was jailed for 2 years in China after participating in the 1989 Tiananmen Square pro-democracy movement was killed Monday in New York. 66-year-old Li Jinjin was stabbed by a 25-year-old woman that some speculate Jinjin would not take on as a client in his immigration law office. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As President Biden denied Ukraine the use of MiG fighters in its war against Russia, Igor Zhukova, chief of staff and advisor to President Zelensky, tells Fox News they desperately need those jets now.
My response is we badly need the fighter jets. We need the air defense system. We need the anti-missile system, because every day, every night, every hour, the cities of Ukraine are heavily bombarded or airstrike by the Russian aviation, by the Russian cruise missiles. So we need every possible instrument, every possible equipment to defend the sky. Unfortunately, the NATO countries refusing to have a no-fly zone over Ukraine, which my president constantly demands. But if you refuse to do this, please support Ukraine by the means of anti-air defense and the fighter jets. It's very important for my country.
President Zelensky will address both houses of Congress on Wednesday. In California, the school, Cal State Berkeley, has a ruling overturned.
The California legislature unanimously approved overturning a recent court ruling that would have turned away about 2,600 incoming freshmen to the University of California, Berkeley. The state Supreme Court forced the school to cut its enrollment 2 weeks ago because it says the college failed to comply with a state law requiring it to consider how adding more students would affect the environment. The bill approved by lawmakers would give universities more time to comply with the law before judges can order reduced enrollments. It would also apply retroactively.
That's Ken Burns reporting. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. We continually transgress the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about. The more things that we discuss here, the more things that we do, you wonder sometimes. There are those who philosophically think that talk radio ought to be a discussion of a few issues and leave it at that. I've never believed in that. I've always had 14, 15, 16 different things each day and sometimes more to talk about, because I think, not to let you in on a programming secret, but maybe it isn't a secret, maybe it ought not to be a secret. I grew up in the era of rock and roll radio. I was a disc jockey from 1965 to 1974. And in that time, I learned how, and so did Limbaugh. Most of the people that have been around doing this now were becoming dinosaurs, because there aren't that many of us left who came through the disc jockey period to become talk radio hosts. And so as a result of that, some of the art that we believe is a part of this craft is going up in smoke. There are a lot of people who just, they either don't remember it or they've been able to survive. You know, a lot of the podcast guys now, who like Shapiro, they are surviving because they do a good podcast, not because they do a good radio show. I'm not saying it's a bad radio show. I'm just saying that they don't get the tenets of the things that built people's comfort level by listening to the radio. And one of the things that, whether you think about it or not, as some of the older members of the audience, or even maybe younger members, when you think about how long a record is, normally it's 3 minutes. What's the average? 3 minutes and 30 seconds, 3 minutes and 40 seconds. The average Taylor Swift song is how long, ladies? Would you say it's 3.5 minutes? Somewhere
except
in that vicinity?
Except for the 10-minute one that surpassed American Pie song.
Right, maybe that wasn't maybe she's not the best one to come up with that, but you know what I'm saying. The average pop song today, average country song is 3.5 minutes long. So, as we shape what goes on into a news talk frame, there is still that interest level among the audience for the length of a song. So if we go on longer than 3, 3.5, 4 minutes on one thing, then it becomes a tune-out factor with the audience. And that's always been, whether you realize it or not, I'm not giving anything away, or maybe I am, you'll find that very few things we talk about here last many of the conversations, or most of them, don't last more than 3 minutes, because I don't think people's interest, right, when it comes to Ukraine, it's a whole different game because there are so many subsets of the conversation. So we can talk about all kinds of things that are related, some directly, some indirectly, to what's going on in Ukraine. For example, as a subset to that, I find it fascinating to be looking and going back and forth, sort of, on the controversy of Russia and Ukraine with regard to the cosmonauts and the astronauts. Have you been following this? I think there's still two cosmonauts
up in the
spacer.
Yeah, they were threatening to leave our guy behind, right?
Yeah. You do, or just go back to Russia and leave one guy up there? I suppose that's, you know, we're not dependent on the Russians anymore. That shows you how silly this all is. You know, these guys all got along as friends. They have become some really great stories from these people. And so Kelly has changed that sort of. Is it Mark Kelly? Which one of the two Kelly brothers is that? I can never remember.
It's not Mark. Mark is Scott. I think it's Scott Kelly.
Okay. So Scott's the one that's taking. So did it start with the Russians taking shots at him, or him taking shots at the Russians who were up in the space station with him?
I believe he fired the first tweet.
Yeah.
I believe he started by showing support for Ukraine and condemning Russia, and then it just went from there into a war of words.
Yeah. And so where is it now? What happens? I would think there's a Russian section in the space station, there's an American section, there's a section for others who are from other countries. They all have their own little sort of like kitchenette, and they have their own bath, and they have their own, you know, bedrooms, that sort of thing. I just find it very interesting to see, you know, how this has affected almost everything in our lives. It's all...
I would be fine with that. Like, the New Yorker in me, I don't want to know my neighbors. So, like, even if I was in space, I'd be cool with just everybody in their own corner. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. The faces of war and what people are doing to get out. Almost every train, you know, Europe's got a great train system. It's much better than ours. Way more people take the train in Europe than they do here. And so they've sent most, like France, Germany, England even, and the Spanish have sent their trains over to Ukraine to get people on the trains to get them out of there. And, you know, these are modern, very sleek trains, and you see them just piled up with people and bringing them back to who knows where. I was trying to see where some of them were headed out of Kiev. A lot of them have gone into Germany, some Poland, some Romania. Safer cities for sure. Where is the latest on Poland and what this nutbird Putin is is threatening, isn't it? Well, there was something.
Well, the leaders of Poland, Slovenia, and the Czech Republic are all going to Kyiv today to meet with President Zelensky, which is pretty ballsy because it's the entire city is under siege.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how this
is solidarity or is it planning? What is
well, and if something happens to them, all three of those leaders are NATO leaders. So it is a brave move.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, the reason Poland kind of came into the conversation is that over this past weekend in Lviv, there was an attack on a military base that killed, I think, 35 and injured over 100. And that was only 10 miles away from the Poland border.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's pretty interesting to see how, and not only are they using the rails to get people out, but they're using the rails to bring supplies in. And for some reason, maybe it's the leadership. The Russians haven't blown them all up. Usually in war, you see the rail lines cut as quickly as possible. That's what they, in World War II, that was the first thing the Nazis did, blow up all the rail lines to keep people from people
and supplies.
Well,
maybe Putin, look, the rail lines, when you see the videos, you know, this it puts Amtrak to shame when you see the condition of the trains and everything. It's so much better. But so maybe Putin's idea is he doesn't want to blow that up because he wants to use, when he takes over, and I put that in big air quotes, when he takes over Ukraine, he wants to have the rail system still intact. But I don't know.
I think it would be such a civilian target. I don't know. They're packed filled with people. And he's been going after them already, but that would be a really significant escalation, I think.
Yep.
The reason he went after the military base was because he wanted to stop the equipment coming in, military equipment coming in.
Yeah. Didn't work, but nice try. The stifling of oil and gas production. This is something else that has been on my mind as I look at some of the there are two or three different angles on this. One of them has to do with the debate about whether we have offshore drilling, whether we use the pipeline. So I've divided it into two sections, and I wonder what you think, ladies. The first has to do with a pipeline. And when you realize it, and I don't know that I knew this before, but it's become painfully obvious that that pipeline, or at least the next version of it, there have been two or three of these pipelines that were all named the same. But the one that's in question doesn't help America. It ships oil from Canada down to the sea to be put into ships to be refined elsewhere. It's not destined for America. So I guess in the manner of speaking, I can understand how it is that some people say, well, why are we doing this? Because we're not benefiting from it. And that's a good question.
You also can use more resources that you have at home that is going overseas to feed other foreign nations. So you can use the stuff that we're actually directing other places if you can direct the stuff from Keystone in other places. I mean, part of the problem is that Europe is buying all kinds of Russian oil because they don't have any other alternatives. Wouldn't it be brilliant if the United States was the place to go instead of Saudi Arabia or Iran?
You have no dispute for me in that department, but that's not what this is about. This Keystone pipeline that has been the latest source of controversy carries the oil from Canada to a port that brings the oil somewhere else to get processed.
It can be used anywhere, though. It can be used here in our country,
but it isn't
or it can
being
be
used
in Europe.
Here. So it's not our job.
The pipeline isn't open yet.
Well,
Keystone's
let me finish
down.
I have two parts to my conversation. That's the first part. Second part is the concern that most Americans have we have climate concerns. I think most Americans, are on board with there's something going on and we ought to do as much as we can to stifle what's, creating the problem, the fumes, if you will. But what Joe Biden did when he came in, and I'm not trying to make this political, but when you go back to the last few months of Trump, it was like, what was the average price of gas? $2.20, $2.30, except in California. It was $3.90 or whatever it is. But then since then, the prices have gone up, and the banning of drilling, the Keystone thing does nothing for me, now that I kind of put two and two together. But drilling, whether it's on public land or private land, drilling off the shore, safety being an important part of the discussion and an important part of how you handle to make sure that we don't have, there have been a lot of these companies that have done bad jobs building these platforms, and the BP thing down in the Gulf is an example of what happens when you don't do a good job and you're not watching it. Now, on the other hand, there's a lot of oil We have, and I need to dig this up. I saw a whole overview of how much oil. I'll do that maybe for later on today or tomorrow. But I think the fact that we are importing a lot of oil, this was before the Russians invaded Ukraine. The dollar a gallon gas more that we were spending, it had nothing to do with Ukraine. It had to do with the way things were being managed and not allowing people to drill in places where there's lots of oil to make us self-sufficient. Sure, there are environmental concerns. Absolutely there are. But if in a well-run country or a well-run business, you make sure that it's done properly. And you don't just say, no, we're not going to do it. You make sure that the people who are doing it are legitimate and they're doing it the right way. And so I look at the things, and please don't take this as political, even though it sounds like it is. The fact that OPEC has been bringing more oil into our country, and the IRS or the government, there are proposals in the Senate and the House to punish oil companies because they're making so much money now.
Producing more, and they refuse to. This is a big problem. The U.S. oil companies and producers have got record profits.
So how do we find my
right
question?
Now.
Thank you for bringing it to a head. My question is, how do we come together and fix this so that we don't have these arguments and we're not paying $5 a gallon for a damn gallon of gasoline?
Remove the restrictions. The easiest thing would be to reverse the executive order that Biden signed. Reverse all of the restrictions on finding funding.
Can they do that?
Allow people to build it, to drill here.
To do that?
I don't know.
We don't even need the problems. They don't even need new drilling. It is, but we don't even need new drilling. We already have plenty of infrastructure in place, but these oil companies refuse, and they're all sitting there. Open up any financial newspaper and read it. They're just refusing. They're still burned from 2 years ago.
Boy, the oil was $57 a barrel in December of 2020, and it's now $100 a barrel, and you can figure out why that is.
Making that profit?
At 48 after the hour.
Business owners looking for a new credit card with valuable rewards may be interested in a new offer from Capital One. The Capital One Spark Cash Plus card earns unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase with no limits or category restrictions and has no preset spending limit, so it can adapt to businesses' needs based on their spending behavior, payment history, and other factors. Until March 14th, Capital One Business is offering a sign-up bonus to new customers of up to $3,000, $500 once you spend $5,000 in the first 3 months, and $2,500 once you spend $50,000 in the first 6 months. The Spark Cash Plus card aims to support the success and tenacity of business owners. This limited-time offer enables new customers to maximize their rewards while also earning an unlimited 2% cash back. To learn more about the rewards you can earn with the Spark Cash Plus card, visit CapitalOne.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with some food news. The price of lobster. Okay, this is very important, ladies. Let's get down to brass tacks when it comes to this. The price of lobster is soaring. Now, anybody who stops at a D'Angelo's sub shop and gets, they have gluten-free bread. So often when I'm driving around, if I'm hungry, I'll stop and have, they have a good mushroom veggie sandwich with gluten-free bread, but they also have a great lobster that's only $23.
That's cheap for a lobster roll. Yeah, I wonder if they're throwing in some crab and some other cheap stuff in there.
I don't know, whatever it is, but the shock here, and not just a supply problem, apparently, demand. People like Maine lobstermen are selling their catch off the boat for $6.71 a pound last year. That's 59% over what it was during the pandemic. And now it's going up higher than that. 108 million pounds of lobster landed in Maine last year. It was higher than 102 million pounds the year before, but it was well below the levels that went, you know, if you go back a couple of years, there were a lot of restaurants that were selling a lot of lobster, and it was becoming sort of a source where you could go to a lot of not specialty sandwich shops, are they? Can you get it at Panera's? Where else can you get lobster? I cited D'Angelo's, but you can get them at some of the other places that are a little less expensive, but they're still. And is it because it tastes good? Is it because it is good? I actually enjoy a lobster.
I mean, I like lobster, and I love lobster rolls. But I mean, it's a cockroach of the sea. Like it's kind of bizarre. I mean, lobster used to just literally be like, you know, like the poorest of the poor people would eat lobster. Like, and now it's become
bottom feeders.
Yeah, I mean, now it's just become. But it's ridiculous. There are restaurants in D.C. that were cited in the story that they're charging $100 for a 2-pound lobster.
Like, that better come, like, encrusted in gold or something. There
right.
has to be more to it. That is so much.
And other restaurants are just taking them off the menu. There was one of the partners of a restaurant chain down in D.C. said, lobster rolls are not meant to be that expensive, and it's embarrassing, so we're just going to take them off the menu. And then others are replacing lobster with shrimp and clam rolls, which are a lot cheaper.
Well, so under the circumstances, it's
demand, you know, it just, you know, everybody was working from home. You know, I'm on the East Coast, and this sounds like a very, like, elitist thing to do, but, like, when everyone left New York City, they all went out to their Hamptons homes or down here to the Jersey Shore, and everybody was just going to the seafood market and buying a ton of lobster and clams, and everybody had a big outdoor, everyone was having outdoor, you know, clam bakes and lobster parties and stuff. So the demand went way, way up because people, you know, we're at home and we're just bored and doing stuff, you know, outside. So I'm not surprised that the price has gone up that much, but it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, there isn't a shortage of lobster.
Like, it's like gasoline.
It's gouging.
It's the same kind of stuff. Yeah, exactly. All right, there's a new scientific explanation for where corn comes from. Now, maybe this is only of interest to me because I'm a farmer.
Store?
Yeah, see? It's you. You're
one
responsible.
Problem.
Yeah, it's your problem. Iowa State University has gone back through the millennia to learn how corn was domesticated. It was known as teosinte, and then it became maize, and then it became corn. It is the biggest cash crop in the world. You knew that, right, ladies? Bigger than wheat, more things are made out of corn than anything else. And it was like everything else in the beginning, it was a weed. Just like most of the other things that we eat. Spinach was a weed. Kale was a weed. Lettuce was a weed. So corn goes back, oh my God, it goes back 10,000 years. Did you know that? The natives in Mexico were the first ones to domesticate they eventually called maize. They had the first ears of corn only had a dozen kernels on them. And then, you know, now with hybridization and everything else that goes on, you know what an ear of corn looks like, whether it's organic or whether it's regular or whether it's hybrid. There are hundreds and hundreds of bits and pieces, little kernels of corn. But back 10,000, 12,000 years ago, scientists discovering there was a sort of a protocol used to separate seedlings and to grow them. They knew how to germinate and to change seeds back then, which is really amazing when you think about it, given all the biotech that we use today to understand or how to hybrid stuff and make supposedly better apples, better corn, better whatever. But back then, they figured out how to do it, and that's where corn came from. Pretty exciting, huh? I knew you'd be excited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.